This episode of MMA Nuts is brought to you by
Wild Alaskan Company. Healthy, affordable, convenient fish sent right to your door. Save $25 off with code BIGFISH25.
NordVPN. Get advanced security, internet freedom, and complete privacy. Save 73% off the two-year plan plus 4 months free with code MMA Nuts.
Hexclad. Blending stainless steel and nonstick tech for unmatched performance. Save up to 30% off by clicking the link below. Purity Coffee. Organic certified, high in antioxidants, and free of contaminants. Save 30% off with code MMA. Defense Soap, the industry leader of medicated antifungal soap, all natural and organic soaps for everyone. Save 15% off with code MMA Nuts.
Hey fans, it's MMA Nuts, episode 744.
744.
My name is Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffith, MMA Show. By my fans, for my fans, rock the line between serious and ridiculous. Drinking straight water.
Straight water. Trying to keep it real.
Not the gay water, just the straight water.
Straight water. Exactly.
There we go.
I'm surprised. I mean, I was wondering, like, could that go? That might be a genius marketing ad.
What's
straight
that?
Water, gay water. It's the same water, but you have different.
Like, just tricking everybody.
They're like, this is so much more delicious than this other water. And they're
but
like,
I
yes,
like the
is.
Gay. That shit's gay. That's okay. I it's drink okay. It anyway.
It's delicious.
I just may.
Lay by the
what
bay.
What do you say? Yes.
Oh, man.
Anyway, where do you want to start? You talk some Super Bowl action.
Yeah, let's talk Super Bowl. I don't know. It was not super exciting. It was
no.
It was a little hard to watch. It was a defensive battle, you know.
I think a lot of people were wishing the Bears were in it.
That would have been epic.
Super exciting. They're like, man, this would have been, and probably could have beat Seattle. I'm just saying.
Maybe. Seattle's tough. I think that defense is ridiculous. So did we play them this year? I don't even remember. We did not, right?
I don't think so.
Yeah. No. Their defense is ridiculous. So they are so good. You know, Derek May, he's second year quarterback. He'll be back. I think they had the easiest schedule New England did in the whole season, and it showed in some respects because they couldn't adjust, you know. So
yeah.
Should we talk Super Bowl ads? Super Bowl halftime show? Where do you want to go?
Let's start with ads. Would you like? I didn't see. I missed like half of everything.
Well, couple thoughts. Number one, there were a lot of AI ads and all different AIs. Shit I never even heard of before. I'm like, what is this shit? You know, so, which is kind of surprising that there's this many AIs. I think my two favorite would be that I remember are the Dunkin' Donuts commercial with Ben Affleck, where they did like the Good Will Hunting spoof thing. It was pretty funny. And then I think Ben Stiller with Benson Boone was really hilarious, but I don't remember what product they were. They were like on stage doing weird stuff. Maybe it was Coke or something. I don't remember. Those are the things I remember. I'm sure there were other good commercials. What about you?
Well, to say you mentioned the AI, and it was like the AI they were using was off. Like there's like something's wrong with like what they're doing, because I didn't understand. And I think it's that Dunkin' commercial too, where were they using the actors now and then they're using the AI to make them younger. It just like something's wrong with whatever filter they're using. So it looked awkward to me. I didn't like it. And I'm seeing a lot of shit now online. Like there's some new version of AI doing video software where I saw someone posted a fight between, they're doing like making it look like a movie, and it was Tom Cruise and Brad Pitt and they're fighting, and it fucking looks exactly like both of them. Like it's goddamn terrifying.
Huh.
Because I don't know. I mean, this is a separate topic of how does that translate to movies, but try to stay on topic of the Super Bowl. I don't really remember any of the commercials that I liked. Like, I don't know. This might have been one of the years where
just weren't into it.
Yeah. And I think that's just because I'm so let down by the Bears not being there that I had, and I didn't place any bets on this. So I had like no skin in this game.
Mm-hmm.
Like I guess I'll root for Seattle because like the fucking Patriots have won a million Super Bowls, but I didn't even care like who won. And then you have this fucking blasphemy of halftime show, guys not even fucking speaking English, using all sorts of fucking nasty words in Spanish in his songs.
Yeah, I don't know why they didn't do subtitles. So,
Because he's like, fuck you, and blah, blah, blah. There's all sorts of shit. Like, I read it translated, and it was like, you could say that. I guess you maybe you can't, because I think the FCC is looking into it. They're like, you can't just say all that shit in Spanish on a national broadcast. And can we just get back to some fucking rock and roll, please? Because I don't understand who the fucking audience is for this shit. Like, this is like 2 years in a row. I think last year was goddamn mumble rap. And then this year is stuff like, I understand Spanish, I could speak it, and I couldn't tell you what the fuck he was saying. But why not rock and roll?
well, I didn't see this because I got where I was going too late, but I heard Green Day was good. So, and they opened up, they did like the opening thing. I think you said it a while back. They should have put like Oasis in there or something, or some
Fucking
classic.
Metallica. I think Kid Rock said, why not Metallica? They're fucking from San Francisco. Like, you just do massive bands. Like, what happened to that? And I can't even tell you the last time they had like a hard rock band perform there.
That's a good point. Yeah, I think it's political. From what I read, like
100%.
Dr. Dre and some other people
Well,
are,
I think it's
or
I think Jay-Z is in
Jay-Z, sorry.
charge of the,
Jay-Z.
he's on the naughty list of like,
Yeah.
he's on that bad list. Yeah. So I don't think that guy should be fucking picking the Super Bowl halftime show,
I didn't
but
like it. Give me rock and roll. Give me some, Lady Gaga was great. Not on, I mean, she was. This
yeah.
performance was weird for me. I don't know what they were singing, some weird song, and it was a Despacito or something. I don't know, whatever she was singing, but it was like she was doing it in some weird style, which was fine, but she has great voice, obviously.
And
But
then we had like a what a cameo from Ricky Martin.
Ricky Martin, who looks
Can he
amazing at like 50 some years old, what the fuck?
sing Living La Vida Loca or something that
Yeah,
people knew? Maybe that would have been helpful.
that would
I
have been
don't know.
helpful. Yeah. I mean, it's America. What are you gonna do? It's a weird time in history. Shit's going weird.
Well, I hate country, and I would even allow country at halftime.
That would be
Just do
better
a
than, yeah.
mix. It's just we've gone to whatever their choice is. It's not, and like, I don't know if you got to see like video from the crowd's reaction
I
during
did not.
the fucking zero excitement.
There's like,
Zero excitement for the halftime show.
what is
Because
this
I
crap?
think the way they did the halftime show, they were doing it for the cameras and not for the people in the stand. So, like,
Oh.
you're not even facing the correct way. I think you're facing an end zone and you're surrounded by trees and like you can't even see it and no one's like getting into it. Fucking read the room, NFL. Get the woke shit out of the fucking sports. That's all I
Game.
want to say. It is. Now let's get off of that. We'll go to BKFC had their event over the weekend. There was like chaos all
Yes.
throughout the event. Let's start with this is crazy. You have Andre Arlovsky and Ben Rothwell, and I gotta see what I can show here.
Can I show a picture?
Well, I have video. I'm going to show
Oh.
some video.
Okay, I have
But
a
yeah,
video of the
show
cut,
the.
but I have just a picture. And I wanted to bring your attention to something. So
Yeah.
here it is. You got Arlovsky, you got freaking this guy over here with the cut on his head. But the thing that I noticed, I don't, can you see my pointer? Like, look at Arlovsky's hand. What the fuck is going on with his right hand? I think he's had a bunch of surgeries. Look at how mauled that thing is.
Oh, yeah.
It's bad.
Well, you're breaking it most of the time when you're fighting in this.
Yeah.
And he was lighting up Rothwell. I'll show a little video from that.
Two.
So, like, yeah, you got hit there, and just rain in
You
right
can't
hand.
throw elbows in this, right? Just fists.
Correct.
Look like maybe there was one of those Tyson elbow punches. Like, I'm gonna get you.
Yeah.
Oops.
Oh, I
Yeah, look at
can't.
that hand. That hand is just mauled.
Yeah, and then. You see
Good
all
for
that.
Arlovsky.
Yeah, he said, I don't know what it officially was, a TKO due to a blood or a cut. They had to stop it. But he said he became UFC champion on February 5th, 2005. And he said, now 21 years later, I become the BKFC champ. And he's 47. You know what's weird about that? When we were training at that gym with him there, I always thought he was older than me. I didn't
Me too.
realize I'm older than him. Like,
So
holy
am I,
fuck.
and I didn't would not have expected that.
No, because he looks a million years old. So good for him, right? Fucking A. So that happened. And remember that face off that was showing? I think it was last week. So I've got,
The ladies?
yeah, they
I
fought
do.
on this card.
Oh, they did. Okay.
Yeah. So
One.
I don't know, but we're going to show some face off action. I got to cue some things up here. I think this is at 102. And I have multiple angles because, you know, sometimes the ladies like to go off. And we're going to go no volume. So here's like the first like face off, you know. This is the nice one where everyone's just like, yay, we're facing off. This might be press conference face off. So
Yeah.
they do that one. And then here's like the weigh-in type face off. You know, where you can
Ooh.
wear fun outfits and shit. I don't know why she's got like a whip and whatnot.
Okay. I
You
mean, you
know.
know why she has a whip. You know.
What? She's gonna go to town on this other chick
Hey,
in
she
about
is.
two
She's gonna be
minutes.
like, later, I'm gonna bring this
No,
whip.
she's gonna go right now.
Oh,
She's
right
like,
now.
you, yeah, you want a piece of this? She's
And she's like, go
like,
ahead.
turn around.
He's like, a guy's like, I don't know, I'm not stopping you two
Yeah.
idiots. Go
And then
ahead.
she's like, okay, it's my turn. Now you get the whip.
Oh.
And then I feel like that angle is wrong. So Conor McGregor posts this angle.
That is a better angle.
Yep.
Is that his angle?
It might be.
Good Lord.
Yep.
She didn't even hit her very hard.
No.
The girl in red really
Yeah,
went for
she
it.
teed off on her. I don't think it's on this one, but I think it cuts whack. But yeah. So they like the party. And that's why I appreciate BKFC because there's no uniforms. And this is back when you can like I feel like the ladies should be
Whatever.
able to wear whatever the fuck you want. So that happened. And then one other fight from there. So Charles Felony Bennett was on that card. He was 1-25 in his last 26 fights.
Whoa.
He actually got a KO win, and I'll post it here. I think I can play a little bit of sound on this one. But hi, that's a good comeback for someone. That'll
Oh.
do it. That did it for him, so.
That was nasty.
Fucking BKFC making it happen. And then the other thing that happened, I believe it was the same event. It was a massive brawl between Mike Perry and Eddie
Oh yeah,
Alvarez.
I got the video. You want me to play it?
I'm gonna
Wait.
have to blur the shit out of it because it's like a non-sanctioned fight. It's like a street fight, but
Oh.
you can play it. I'll blur it. But he basically got jumped by eight guys. I think it's all Eddie Alvarez's family. And they both have varying opinions on what started, what happened, so.
So here they are, drawing a little bit. There's flames in the background. It's going to town. There they go. Obviously some boozing involved, it looks like.
Yeah.
So,
And then
and
fucking
it's a melee.
everybody jumps him.
Here we go. Everybody's coming over. He's like, this guy's like, let me stop. Hey guys, knock it off. They're like, we're not knocking it off. We're beating
Yeah,
ass.
I think Chandler said, I don't know if he's got three sons there, like 20,
Even the
18,
little
and
guys in there, there's
16.
a tiny little, a couple of little guys.
Alvarez's wife is in there hitting him. And whatever comes to this, I think Mike Perry didn't like the way Eddie was talking about the fight. So he's like, all right, well, now there's going to be some litigation coming from this. So, I mean, I don't know what was said. I don't give a fuck, but. You guys are pro fighters. Get your shit together.
I agree.
And I'll be 100% blurred out, but it's all good in the hood. So, what else is happening out there?
Let me see. What do I want to talk about? I want to talk about this. Tom Aspinall. Did you see the pictures of his freaking face after his eye surgery? Check this out.
Sounds like he's faking.
He looks like a freaking Halloween character.
Vampire. He's got
Look at
bloodshot
this.
eyes.
Red eyes all around.
He's smoking all the weed.
Yes, that looks bad. So, but hopefully he'll heal up from that.
Did they? I couldn't find a timeline for him as to when he'd be back.
I thought it
Like
was like
maybe.
six months or something like that.
Yeah. I feel like that's not one of the things you want to rush because I think that's what happened with Bisbing. I think he had some kind of surgery initially. Like I think he had a detached retina and then had some surgery and then he fought again and then it got redetached.
Yep.
And then he loses his vision, loses his fucking eye. So don't kind of take those things seriously. And all the people were saying, "Oh, Aspinall's faking. Is he?
Yeah,
Is he?"
totally. Totally faking it.
And maybe we should address what to do, like change the fucking gloves. We've only talked about it for 14, 15 years. I don't know. And then there was a update from the UFC lawsuit. I guess Dana White was testifying.
Oh, yeah.
And he was saying, "I have less than zero," and he's talking about involvement in fighter contracts. "You won't find one manager on the planet who will tell you I've negotiated a deal in I don't know how long." So when did that happen? Like, I thought he was mostly involved, but maybe that's just
Oh,
getting
I'm
pawned
guessing when they
off.
sold the thing for billions of dollars the first time. When was
The
that?
four
Like,
billion one? Yeah.
yeah. What was that? Like 6 years ago?
Something
Five
like
years ago?
that.
Yeah, I bet it's been that around that time, because it's like, what is he?
He's just a promoter and he's like your hype man. He probably helps make the fights as far as like we should do this guy and that
Yeah.
guy. And then he's just out there promoting. Like he'll be on a million different podcasts.
Yeah,
But
he's like the figurehead of the sport and the company, and he knows everything going on, but he's not actually doing all the detailed stuff like he used to do.
I guess he doesn't need to at this point, right? Let's see. Justin Gaethje was saying he's thinking mid 2027 he's probably gonna be done with MMA.
Okay.
Yeah, he's also talking about his fight with Max Holloway. And he said, "Hey, I fought a bad fight and I was in a position where I was gonna lose. And once he granted me that opportunity to go out and knock him out to win the competition, I was never gonna turn that opportunity down. That's the sole reason I showed up. For the chance to win, I understood I was losing, and with that opportunity, I had no choice. I'd do it 100 times over." I'm like, that is exactly why I love this guy as a
Just
fighter.
whatever,
Like, just
ride
it's
or die, baby.
kill or be killed.
That's right.
And he was talking, I don't know if it was the same interview, but I saw him talking about the Paddy Pimblett fight and how he approached that. It's like he goes into the fight and initially he's just seeing like, can he take Paddy's punches? And then once she assesses, yeah, I can handle that power, then he just goes forward and changes his style. Like, I'm gonna come forward the whole fight now because I know I'm not getting fucking knocked out. I'm like, it's interesting. Interesting way to do it. Like, kind of cautious, but testing. And for a guy that's kill or be killed. I hate when they go out because I don't know who's going to be my next guy, like the Chris Lytle, And it's weird because in those BKFC videos that we're just showing with the two ladies, Chris Lytle's actually in the background
Oh,
of
nice.
those. He might be an announcer. So
Sweet.
I'm like, that was like the most entertaining people. So anyway, what else is happening?
Yeah, there was Joe Rogan apparently appeared in the Epstein files, right? And he talked about this. He's like, yeah, I'm in the files for not going to meet with Epstein. He said that Jeff the Epstein was trying to meet with him, and there, I guess there was a guy on his podcast in like maybe around 2017, who was like he wanted him to meet Epstein, and his comments were like, bitch, are you high? What the fuck are you talking about? I'm not meeting Epstein. So
It's kind of funny because these fi I don't follow this stuff very much, but it just seems kind of crazy that there's these files out there where all these people are somehow related, connected to this strange person, like, and doing weird shit. And have you seen some of the pictures of some of the like weird art they had in this place? And it's just like disturbing shit, you know?
It was creepy shit. And I think the less we know, the better off we'll be. Like, I don't want to know like the horrific shit they were doing. But it seems to be the thing now that it's all over everything right now.
It is. I'm tired of it. Don't want to hear
Yep.
about it.
Nope.
But Rogan wasn't there, according to Rogan. He never went, so
Good.
good for him.
They said Gina Carano is back in fight shape right now, and there's a rumor that there's something on the horizon. So I'm still wondering, is this that Ronda Rousey fight UFC White House card?
I think if they make that fight, it would be epic.
Because right, Ronda's been training like she's
For a
in fight
while.
shape too.
Yeah, she looked good the last few times we saw videos you posted, and it's been probably what, a year she's been training, something like that.
I don't know. Gina might be, she's not a year, but maybe 6 months in. And you think that's probably a fair fight. And I know Chris Cyborg just said too, she's like, I'd help Gina train. Because some people were trying to say, oh, Gina should fight Chris again. I'm like, are you fucking crazy? Do you remember how badly Chris beat Gina up? I think she beat her out of the sport. That's
Yeah.
how badly she beat
It took
her
a
up.
massive beating. Yep.
It was horrific.
No
So,
good. Beat her into a living death.
yeah, it's something like that. And we were talking about the Olympics. I don't know if you heard this story too, because it's kind of, we talk about doping in certain sports.
Oh, I
They're
know what you're going to
saying,
say.
yeah, the men's ski jumpers were allegedly injecting their dicks with some type of acid to make them bigger. Because I guess for them, what they do is they do a body scan at the beginning of the season. And then that's what determines what size suit they can wear. And they were saying something along the lines where if your suit was like a 2 centimeter increase in suit circumference can give you close to 6 meters in extra distance.
Oh, wow. So where does it stop? How big are they going?
Right,
10
exactly.
centimeter bigger?
And why it's weird that the suit makes that big of a difference, but it makes sense because it's same thing for swimming. There was a time when the guys tried out the full body suits and they were breaking like all the fucking records, and then they had to ban the suits because the tech was too good and they were going too fast, so they had to fucking slow them down.
Well, this is like the flying squirrel thing, flying bodysuit thing, where if the crotch area like has more fabric, it creates more lift. You know, like the suit guys who fly through the
Yeah,
mountain, the Red Bull people.
wingsuits, yeah.
Yeah, it's like a wingsuit. So the more fabric, that makes sense. I didn't realize that small amount would make that much difference, but you know, Olympic stuff, you're talking about like fractions of things. Like that's how first and second, you know, are determined. So
Yeah, and
it's
then
fucked up. So
like I
Do
don't
you
know.
keep the gains, or do you
I
lose
doubt
them?
it. It's probably like a filler, like what do the ladies put Botox in their face? I
Botox?
don't know if they still do that. But that was just like I think it's a
They do.
temporary filler. And I don't know if you saw that other downhill skier. I forgot, was it Lindsey Vonn or something?
Oh yeah, blew out a leg bad. Yep.
Fuck, I saw the x-rays of that. Multiple fractures in both bones. I think it's the tibia and fibula. They're both broken in multiple places. And like, I think she just had her third surgery, but she blew out her ACL and just was like, fuck it, I can still ski. And she did. She said that wasn't the reason. She just like cut a turn too short and clipped the fucking flag and then had a horrific injury.
That sport's insane. I don't know. They're flying down that hill so fast with no protection on. Because if protection slows you down, so it's like a skin suit. You know,
Yeah.
it's crazy.
And then I don't know if you saw, they got a drone flying behind them so you can get like some
Oh
angles
yeah. All the
of.
sports. We were watching all kinds of what did we watch over the weekend? We watched skeleton and luge. Skeleton's crazy. Freaking face first. That's so
Yeah,
insane.
that's insane.
Yeah.
And I saw what was the one, the speed skating women. There's
Yeah.
one woman fucking wiped out from USA twice. Like she did it in her individual race, and then like on the team, she fucking wiped out again. And it's weird because you just take out people, like
Can
you
I
wipe
show
out
you
other
a speed
teams.
skating thing? I was going to save it for later, but since you're talking about it.
Yeah, you can.
Okay, here you go.
And I may have to blur it because they get weird about
So
these.
there's a theme. So here's Jutta Leerdre. She's a Dutch speed skater. Here she is. I don't know if you saw the beginning of the video. She had a little mishap at
Little
the
blowout.
Olympics. Little blowout at the Olympics, which they showed. Oh, why is this taking so long? Oh, here it comes. And she's pretty attractive, Dutch
Yeah.
lady, tall, and she had a little. Oh, didn't show it. Did it show it? Oh,
Is that
there.
the one that's married to Jake Paul that won the gold?
I don't think that's the one, but it could be. But anyways,
Looks similar.
her pantalones negros
A
had an
little
accident.
torn. What else is happening? I just got a handful of other things.
I think the last real story I have is the UFC 326 is going to partially air on CBS. They're doing a crossover network TV thing with Paramount. So I think that's happening early March. So that's the first time they're doing that, like leading into a pay-per-view, like not pay-per-view anymore, whatever you call it,
Yeah,
into
the
the Paramount
Paramount.
thing. They're doing CBS and Paramount. So they're trying to, I wonder if it's like a ploy, like buy a subscription for Paramount. Come
Pretty
on over.
much,
It's like
yeah.
it's a good strategy, but it'll be interesting to see what happens.
It's
So
not that expensive when you think about it. It's literally the cost for Paramount is cheaper than two UFC pay-per-views in the past, and you get Paramount for the whole year.
yep.
It's so worth it. So let's see. I just had a couple other quick things. So I read that the UFC for that first Paramount card, they had tried to sign Rico Verhoeven for that. I'm like, oh man, they really need to get him in the UFC because heavyweight division's kind of lacking. But I guess he said he's going to try boxing out. So I don't know how that's going to work, but hopefully we'll get him in. And then there was this weird MMA fight that one fighter tried to bite the ear off the other fighter.
Yeah, I
And
had that.
then
Yep.
there was all this fucking chaos, and it's probably going to get blurred, and I may have to check out the center on
Oh, he gets
this.
pretty lucky. Oh,
Oh.
double under.
Fucking just bit
Double
his
sacco
ear.
di cosa sta bestia. Oh, So crazy.
shit. And then, the thing that I appreciate about this is that the fans did not accept that. And then they just went after him. And fucking someone had really good aim with this chair coming flying in. Scuffucked him. Like,
Perfect.
holy shit, your chair accuracy is on point. But everybody wanted a piece of this fucker. Beers are flying, fists are flying. He's trying to run away to get to the backstage. And then even when he's on the stage, like a female fighter confronts him and fucking kicks him when he's trying to get out. She's coming up at the end here.
Yeah, the whole thing is just stupid. You
It's
can't
just
be doing that.
chaos. But I like he got a little justice in another chair. There
Street
goes a
shot.
female
Ah.
kick. I love it's wild. Like, why? Like, for me, no matter what's happening, I'm never biting someone. The amount of AIDS that could be happening. No,
Yeah.
thank you.
Unless you're fighting for l actual life or death, then you might.
Yeah, I mean, that's a different scenario, but I wouldn't see myself in a position where I may need to bite you.
No.
Let's do some tattoos. I got
Oh boy,
three.
haven't done these in a while.
I know. I just saw random ones and then fighter ones. They're interesting, so we'll get your feedback on these. So let me dial these three up. So first we'll start with this super colorful one. I don't know. I guess we could rank them. You can rank. But this fucking
Oh,
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
that is a pretty epic tattoo.
Like that's pretty colorful, right? It looks like
Yeah,
a goddamn comic book
it
cover.
sure does. It's pretty good. I would give that like a nine,
So you have
9.5.
that one, and there's this Super Mario Brother. Hang on. I just wanted to get the full thing
I mean,
in.
also really good. Good God.
Like it's insane, right? But
It's almost
what is
like
that?
too, it's almost too good.
Yeah, I can't even pause this one for some reason. But what does that look like in a year? Like, you can get some fading,
Yeah.
obviously, but that's
I'm, you know,
sharp.
I don't know. I like these kind of tattoos, but I'm more of a classic style. Like if you go with an American classic tattoo or like a Japanese art tattoo, something like traditional, I'm more of a fan because I think this stuff like fades. And from what I was told, if it doesn't have like lines to contain all the shit, the paint spreads out on your skin over time. So then it starts to look weird, but it looks great,
Yeah,
you
now,
know,
like
now.
fresh, sure.
Yeah.
And then you get
Oh,
into the fighter
God.
shit.
Zeros.
We saw that one
Zeros.
before.
Yes.
The knocked out Conor McGregor, or
Perfect.
maybe broke his leg on that one.
1.0.
Ilia Topuria.
So weird.
And that's a terrible Charles Oliveira. Looks like he's cracked out.
He does.
Yeah, my crack rocks. And then I just have a KO and Knowledge.
Same. Same.
All right,
Same.
go ahead. Load your KO.
Okay, I don't think I can. Can I play audio? Let me just double check. Yes, I can. Okay, one second. Bear with me. Instagram finally added the little volume action, which was always annoying before. You couldn't get the vol you couldn't control the volume, but not I'm gonna share sound. Here's my KO. Its title says Tyler had enough of his shit. That's Tyler in the black. Bam!
Oh shit.
Holy shit, did you not see that? Yo, did you get that on video? He
This
just
is a self-defense episode
totally
where we
he felt
show
threatened
people
by whatever.
this was a bully attacking him and he
Right.
defended himself with a kung fu kick to the fucking skull.
Wow.
That's right. And let's see what I have. I think I got a BKFC. Hang
Oh.
on, let me try again. I can share sound. I don't think I did. Okay.
Oh, damn.
And dead.
That was bad.
He's like, hey, I'm dead. And the crowd goes nuts. Right into Knowledge. What you got?
Well, there's a theme. So,
Yes.
continuing on the theme from earlier, here's my knowledge for the day. A little bike riding action. Just wondering if you'd like this bike riding partner or not.
Whoa. These are some sketchy
I mean,
hills.
it's a little sketchy. This looks, I don't know where this is, Brazil maybe. But what about
Yeah, it looks
this
fun.
bike outfit, huh? I think I would crash my bike if this was me.
100%.
I would lose track of where I was going.
Yep.
You get the idea,
I
but
get the idea.
it keeps going. Like if you want to just Google that name that's there in that video, you can watch it. I
Yeah.
think it goes on for like 10 minutes. So.
All right, let me see if I can. I think I can play sound on this. Okay, hang on. So this is just showing dexterity. Some people have it, some people don't. Showing off a plethora of kicks.
Is this real?
If it's not, I'm okay with this.
Wow, that's crazy.
It's probably not.
How does she balance herself? There's
I
no
don't
way.
know. That's
How do those
crazy.
not fly out? That's what she's.
Exactly.
That
And
doesn't.
then I'll give you a little Holly Holm for the road.
Oh, hey now. Is this current Holly Holm?
I don't know. I just came across the timeline. I'm like, oh, hey, the high heels and everything.
It's pretty nice.
On that note, shut down.
All righty, well, that's been this week's edition of MMA Nuts. My name's Ingo Weigel.
Matt Griffin, thanks for playing.